Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, we know that Mike Milbury will not be a fan of this because we learned that he does not appreciate those who treat dogs like children last week when he was on with us. But if I could quickly, on a personal note, I did not dress up this morning, but my guy Bullet did. So if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube this morning, there you have the cutest dog in the United States of America who was going as a cow.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Today.
Cow. So, it was like a Dalmatian?
Yeah, so he was...
that was a Dalmatian.
Well, how am I supposed to know it's a cow?
What?
I mean, I guess it could sort of look like a Dalmatian.
The ears?
Or whatever, but
well, I didn't even know the ears. I couldn't tell what it was. I just saw the black and white.
So,
I was
like,
wow. Very cute for Bullet.
Right. You know, normally at Greg's house, he's the cow. But now it's Bullet.
So there you go. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Right.
And Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov and by Time Out Market. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city all under one roof. Morning, Mike.
It's not a good morning.
How come?
Well, I live with a sicko Yankee fan, and that was one of the great meltdowns of all time. I mean, Aaron Boone should be fired this morning. All he did was spit sunflower seeds all night. He left his best pitcher on the mound for 40 pitches in an inning, and the poor guy was, like, struggling. Just go out and say hello. Pat his butt like good managers do. Uh-huh. And he just sat there like a dum-dum and watched his team blow. That, you know, listen, I'm part of a team that blew an opportunity to win a championship with a too many men on the ice penalty.
Yes.
But we only made one mistake. He made like six mistakes in a row. This guy, I get him out of there. I mean, now I got to live with my wife for the next week. It's going to be trouble.
Have you ever seen anything like the fan interference that we saw this week in New York?
I lived in New York for a long time. I saw a lot of stuff like that. it's a weird place. So is Massachusetts. I mean, did you hear about this guy, Vito Perone, who got an offer from East Hampton to be the head of the school district?
No.
And then he responded with a letter to the head of the school committee, and he titled it Dear Ladies. And they rescinded his offer because they called it a microaggression.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
And they called him an oppressor.
Jesus, dear ladies.
Wow. Where's the word? Look it up. Yeah. You know, I mean,
I'd like for people to start saying hello, ladies, when they call this program.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, Courtney, I don't know if it's like a Massachusetts record or something, but when I was a kid, I loved Halloween. I went out and got one night, I think it was 77 full-size candy bars, not these little cheapo things that are, you know, the little bite-size, full-size Hershey bars, Milky Ways. And so I'm very proud of that record.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Are you and the distraught Yankee fan handing out candy tonight?
you know, we don't get, we're lucky if we get two or three of them, but yeah. You know what, and that's okay because I'll buy a, you know, a king size bag and keep right. The rest for myself.
Yourself. Well, listen,
and by the way, can those Amazon Prime people just get a life? Go back to work. Go back to the office. For Christ's sake, you're getting paid, you know. Stop whining. The whole world is whining, especially in this country. Yeah. Even Matt Damon is whining. He's whining about the MCAS.
Yes.
He lives in California. Go make a good movie. Yeah. Shut up, Matt.
He's always whining, though.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what are we talking about
your
today?
Beloved Bruins are struggling.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, they're under 500. They're like 22nd in the league in goals for. The goals against isn't too bad, 11th. Power play, penalty killing, you know, below average. Five on, I mean, Joe Sacco's a good penalty killing coach, and I think they'll get it back. But the 5-on-3 the other night against Philadelphia for a minute and 30 seconds was really pathetic. It was pathetic. And with the exception of the fourth line, this team is... underachieving is kind, but suck would be a better terminology. They're really not very good right now.
Yeah.
The top defense pairing, you know, the only thing that, besides the fourth line, the goaltending was good the other night. Korpisalo, I was happy to see him have a great game. Good for him after sitting around for a couple weeks without playing. And Swayman's been okay. I think he'll be even better as time goes on and they start to form some sort of a bond in front of them defensively. But, you know, I don't know what they're trying to be. You know, the people talk about identity. I don't know what their identity is, but maybe more importantly, I don't know what their identity is supposed to be. We talked last week about their puck possession game the last couple of years. It was wonderful, but this team can't make a pass. They can't make consecutive passes right now. It's really... it's a time to go back to the basics, and you can see that Jim Montgomery, you know, he's no longer Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
You know, he's an ugly, angry man.
Well, Mike, speaking of Jim Montgomery, he put his lines basically in a blender yesterday at practice. And that fourth line, he had a different guy from each spot on the fourth line on a different spot on the ice. He had one on the first line, one on the second line, one on the third line. Is that going to help, or is he being kind of overreactionary with how much he's like kind of switching up these lines, trying to find a combination?
Well, he's trying to put a – well, there are four lines. He's only got three on the fourth line. He's trying to spread them out because they're the only ones playing well, but he's still a guy short. You know, I don't know. Obviously, he's doing whatever he can to sort of rearrange things so that they can get some sort of spark. Because they don't have any. I mean, they're not a puck possession team, and they're not a crash and bang team because they can't get there fast enough. I have to say that if you're the architect of this collection right now, you have to be wondering, where did I go wrong? And where did our staff go wrong?
Didn't he try? He tried to get bigger, which...
We're talking about Sweeney now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, in getting bigger, did you get slower?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's on not just Don Sweeney, but on his staff. This is a scouting staff and management issue right now. And unless there's something internally that's gone wrong, what could that be? Are they not in good shape? They don't have very much in the way of training camp anymore. We used to have like 6 weeks of horrific training camp, and you certainly came out of training camp in shape. But now they don't have much time. And, I read that the guys have a tough practice for 45 minutes. That's the 45 minutes? Is that it? And so, one, I would look at conditioning. Are they in shape? That's a thing that you can control as a coach. We've talked about discipline before. That's a thing you can control as a coach. And conditioning and discipline are intertwined because if they're taking stupid hooking and holding penalties and because they can't get there, maybe they're not in shape to get there. But right now, he doesn't have much in his bag of tricks to go to, but he can control conditioning. He can control, to a certain extent, discipline. And try to address it that way. But right now, I'm going to keep my hand on my wallet. I'm not buying a ticket to watch that.
Mike, one of the things that...
It was a little strong, wasn't it? Yes.
No. So, well, when was the last time you bought a ticket?
Never.
Yeah, let's be honest. Mike, one thing we were kind of talking...
Fair point.
One thing we were kind of talking about, and, you know, Shine mentioned it, about the lines being kind of jumbled up and moved around, and I thought the purpose of getting a guy like Elias Lindholm was to pair him with Pasta and hopefully be able to, you know, have your best offensive player have somebody that can set him up. How do you build chemistry on a line? How long does it take to build chemistry on the line? I know they played 10 games. Can you have two guys on a line?
Why hasn't it happened yet for those two specifically?
Can you have two guys that might not like playing with each other?
Oh, yeah, you can. I can remember a time where I put a line together. We had a good first line, and Neely was on it, and Janney was on it. And I was struggling with the second line. The third and fourth lines were okay. I was comfortable with it. And so I sort of put a mishmash together of a second line. And one day the two wingers came to me and said, you know, you can't do it.
Okay.
Did you have to dump out of that, Chime? I don't think you did.
To get you out of this, Mike, you talk about them being slow. The defense has been less than ideal, and now they're going up against a Hurricanes team that everybody's been calling very fast. They can control the pace of the game. How bad does this game tonight look for the Bruins?
It doesn't. It's not promising, but sometimes these guys are athletes, are challenged, and they know what Carolina is about. Rod Brind'Amour, speaking of conditioning, I mean, he could probably play right now after being out of the league for like 15 years because he's a conditioning nut, and their team is conditioned very well, and it will be an extremely difficult challenge for the Bruins to face this team, but they're going to face a lot of teams that are, you know, ahead of them in terms of the progression of getting ready for the playoffs. I mean, the Bruins right now are middle of the road at best team with playoff aspirations not guaranteed the way they've played. It's a little scary, but sometimes when you play against an opponent that's up a class, you find a way to up your game, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond. I mean, am I optimistic about the outcome? Not based on the way that they played in the first 10 games or so. I mean, I haven't seen any of their big name players play up to what I think their expectations were.
Hey, Mike, I have a quick question for you, not really related to the Bruins this season, just your experiences in the NHL as an exec and player and coach and all that. What was the worst curfew miss you ever saw, witnessed, experienced, or heard about after the reports of the Patriots having issues in London?
Wow. I don't know that I witnessed the curfew.
Or egregious curfew.
Well, I remember the aftermath of missing a curfew. We had a practice the following morning after a fairly epic night on the town in St. Louis for some people. Not me.
Right.
But anyway, we had a practice. Jerry was coaching the team. And we had a drill where the wingers had to cross in middle ice. And Dwight Foster and Bob Miller were not right on top of their game. And they ran into each other full speed in the middle of the ice and just went, it's like dominoes. They hit each other face on and fell back to the ice. And it was, we were dying laughing. And they almost died, but we were dying. That was the aftermath of the missed curfew. But
did you happen to see a weird woman from Florida walk into your room that night?
Oh, I did. I was in St. Louis.
Last one for me, which just we were just Wiggy brought it up yesterday. We were talking about it earlier during Chime's lead, but do you think they have the talent on this team to be better than they are? And if they don't, does that not good or bad or fair? I guess not good or bad. fairly or unfairly end up with the finger pointed at Jim Montgomery soon?
You know, the last 2 years they played some pretty damn good hockey for a long time, and they got beaten by a team in this first year that went to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they got beaten the next year by the same team that won the Stanley Cup. I may have issues with his approach and that sort of thing, but I think it would be it's unfair right now. I think this is on personnel more than the coach. But you know what he's doing now and getting tougher, meaner, and you know nastier, adapting to the situation is difficult for players that have been there for a while. When the coach changes his stripes, it's a tough pill to swallow for some of the veteran players. But I give him credit for trying. I don't think this is on him. I think this is on personnel.
All right, Mike Milbury, happy Halloween. And
77 candy bars, full size.
That's impressive.
Are you a Reese's guy, Shime? Reese's?
Reese's.
Are you a Reese's, or what's your go-to number one candy?
Me? Oh, yeah. Milky Way.
Oh, great
choice, Mike.
And not frozen either, no. By the way, Courtney.
Yeah.
Not
frozen.
That's
frozen. A good choice. Milky Way is a good one.
No.
Milky Way.
Milky Way is literally just Snickers without the nuts.
Yeah, yes, and the that's nuts right. Are the best part.
And no, they're not. They're not. I mean, you take a Milky Way and it's like a little gooey maybe in the summertime, and you get that stringy caramel coming out. Ooh, man.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with caramel.
Like great choice.
Lots of wasted plastic on Halloween.
Thank you, Ken. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
Thanks. There's Mike Milbury. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 37 points in the loss. The Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Puck drop is at 7. And bad news for Yankees fans. The Dodgers take the World Series, taking game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the 5th. Freddie Freeman won the MVP. Robert Kraft has been named one of 9 contributor finalists for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. The committee will meet November 12th to talk about the finalists, and then they will select one for the full selection committee to decide if the selected finalist will be enshrined. Thursday Night Football will see the Texans at Jets. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's looking like a Kamala victory on Tuesday. Orange man down, America up. 61 and cloudy, afternoon high of 76.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-time Halloween banger, Curtis. I mean, Ken. Curtis is Ken Laird this morning. Ken said he really liked the... I asked Ken. I saw him in the hallway. He said he really liked the costume.
Yeah, I heard Greg liked it, so big fan.
That's not what he said.
I think Ken should come in and be Curtis for the last bit.
Yes, he should. So great job on the costumes, everybody, this morning. Happy Halloween. 1 week from tomorrow, it is an annual tradition here on the Greg Hill Show, and that is our lunch with a hero. Happens always on the Friday before Veterans Day, and we've added in a Flex Friday broadcast 1 week from tomorrow at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and in Stowe, my home continent of Stowe. And so you'll be able to enjoy while you're there for the show, which is open to every single one of you, over 66,000 square feet of incredible military artifacts and exhibits. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, I start to go into the old AAF phone number mode when I get to the 931-0937, then you can bring your hero to lunch with us after the broadcast at the 110 Grill. And we are celebrating the centennial birthday of Joe Landry, World War II veteran, who we met at last year's Lunch with a Hero at this Flex Friday broadcast at the American Heritage Museum. So come out and say happy birthday and thanks to Joe Landry and to all of the veterans who will be there with us. Now, this never happens, but during the break, Wiggy was telling me that he actually has flipped onto Chris Curtis's side when it comes to Drake May.
Yeah, I'm leaning.
Curtis suggested the other day that you might just sit Drake May for the rest of the season.
Why would you listen to him?
I thought that was an outrageous take, but... Mm-hmm. Now you're leaning in that direction suddenly?
I'm leaning in the direction of maybe sitting him definitely for this week, because I am now in the draft status movement. Like, where are the Patriots going to be when it comes to the draft? So can they potentially get the number one overall pick? And you sit him against the Titans, a team that they clearly could beat, because doesn't he give you the best chance of winning? Right? So if he does give you the best...
So you want to go with the guy who gives you the best chance of losing.
Yes. Right? Or at least this week, because then you're on the road against Chicago, and maybe if you play Drake May there, that's a game that you probably will still end up losing. When do we, as fans, get to... We need to start figuring out, okay, how can we get the number one overall pick?
Like, I guess it's just, what do you put more weight in? Would you rather have the number one pick or get Drake May to get more experience under his belt going into a season where we hope that he has better
Great
people
point.
Around him?
Can you do both? Can you maybe sit him this week against the bad team and the Titans, play him next week against a good Chicago team where he's able to get his reps? You know, is there a way to kind of like do both? Or... I know they always say, like, oh, yeah, we're thinking about winning football games. But Elliott Wolf and them have to be thinking about the number one overall pick and how much power comes with that.
But I want Drake to have some obviously, I want Drake May to have the experience, but I want him to have some confidence. And he has not shown us that he's not confident at all. Right. He has not shown us that he's mentally weak, nothing like that. But I think going up against a team where he could win, I think only helps him to get to a better place. Like, I don't want to just throw him out there against really tough teams that they're going to get.
We're not talking about, and Wiggy and I agree on the sort of, I guess, the benching of him, but we disagree on why. I don't give a damn about where they pick. I hope that the team gets better. I hope that Jerod Mayo is shown to be the guy, because starting over again would really suck. And the only way you do that is if you show slow and steady improvement. I just would not in any way be anything but incredibly conservative when it comes to returning Drake May to the field. The proximity of concussions is not good, And cost-benefit analysis is how I live my life every day. What's the benefit? What's the cost? Think about the upside. Think about the downside. The upside of one game's experience for Drake May versus the downside of immediate second concussion in 8 days makes the answer very easy for me. It's a no.
But he's moving, it seems like, pretty quickly through the protocol. Like,
what does that even mean?
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you. It's like, what the hell? That's just gobbledygook.
It seems like he's got to play.
But some people argue that we don't even know if he had an actual concussion last week.
Confirmed when he's in the protocol still on Wednesday. You wouldn't still be there if you didn't have one. And I think we would have found out if he didn't have
one. Did he practice yesterday?
I mean, he's a football player. Shouldn't he be playing football if he can play football?
Did he practice yesterday?
Yeah, for up to 30 minutes, which is what he's
right,
allowed.
Limited
in
capacity.
Right. So doesn't it seem like he's more on par
the track to play.
Play, right?
But Schefter said, what did Schefter say on the afternoon show?
That he's not. Right. Basically, that he does not. I mean, I don't want to misquote him. The tenor of what he said was that he would be surprised if he played Sunday.
I have it if you want to hear it. Yeah.
I think it's the kind of thing where, yeah, you'd like to get him back, but typically, most players don't make it back for the next week. And so, it's just, if you look at it, I think the average return to play is about 8 days. And I think if you got a young quarterback, you're going to be even more careful than normal. So I know he was listed as limited today, and I know there's a chance that he could make it back, and I know they'll give him every opportunity. But just on its surface, my general reaction would be, I probably would be a little surprised if he did make it back and clear through, but every player is different with every concussion protocol.
Oh, then that's good. Then if he doesn't play this week, then you got Jacoby Brissett in there, which, you know, he doesn't give you as good of a chance to win the game as Drake May. And I know Curtis doesn't really subscribe to it, but we've always subscribed to draft positioning in the past. Why now we know?
Yeah, when you need a quarterback.
No, but still, just to have the number one overall pick, doesn't it create a great opportunity for you to have the ability to trade down, get other assets, get more draft picks, to be able to potentially, you know, move down, get another pick, and then potentially use that pick to trade for an established guy?
What happens Sunday if you need your emergency quarterback, Hunter Henry? Does he throw it to himself? Or?
Well, I was going to say, what an opportunity for the homecoming of Joe Milton.
Yeah, it's a
play
good
to
one.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Head to Tennessee, take on the Titans.
Right.
I mean, I think they win Sunday. I don't care who's a quarterback. The Titans, there is a big thing. My team, the Lions, me and Eminem, all in on Detroit.
All right.
The team that plays the Lions, the team that plays the Lions' last opponent is very successful in the NFL. There's something about the physical nature of Dan Campbell's kneecap-biting Lions that the teams that face them the following week have been really
6-0
this year. So look out for that.
But see, that's another point for me, at least, in the favor of playing Drake May, which is that you if you don't have a loser mentality and you're not trying to lose for, you know, draft order, then you theoretically have a little bit of momentum from beating the Jets.
Right.
You don't want it to go away, you know, at the hands of Jacoby Brissett.
And it's like, the perfect chance to get Drake his first career win. Like, get his confidence up.
But do you think and when I say they, I don't mean Mayo. I think Elliot Wolf.
Okay, just Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, do you think?
Does he think that way?
Do you think he looks at it and goes, okay, you know, yeah, let's win 3, 4, maybe 5 games, or let's have a chance to have the number one overall pick?
Well, it's better for Elliot Wolf to have the number one overall pick.
Right.
So for him, but if you're Jerod Mayo, I think you're looking at winning football games this season.
But even Jerod Mayo said, when we played that audio of him talking, we just want to get to the team that at the end of the season maybe could play spoiler, or we're a difficult team to play against.
But he doesn't have a loser mentality that he's like, let's throw these games to get the number one.
He's not going
to
tell you that.
Why would Elliot Wolf want to have the worst team again? This is his team.
Last year it wasn't his team.
Okay, but this is his team and they got worse?
Well, this team and even
also,
Robert Kraft said
it was his team a little bit. He had a lot of say last year in who was on
his
team.
They won't let you believe that nobody had anything to do with last year but Bill. But didn't Robert Kraft even talk about it's really not important how many wins we get?
Yeah, but Jerod Mayo was on this very show.
Right.
Guaranteeing more than 4 wins.
Yeah, that was before the season started.
Yes.
But now you're sitting there, what, 2-6?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be thinking to yourself as a general manager that, all right, if we can, we're going to struggle this year, but if we could get the number one overall pick, what it gives us the ability to do.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Panthers are ahead of you, and they are horrendous. They're worse than you, by far. It's not even close.
Yeah, but they're only ahead of you by what, a game?
Currently, yeah, but yeah. I think also they have the strength of schedule advantage, or so they would be, even if you were tied, they'd still get it.
See, I'm with Curtis. Like, I don't, as long as you're picking top five, like, I don't care.
I think it's a major difference between 1 and 3. Oh, 1 and 2.
If you're drafting a quarterback, but you're not.
No. Just even so, in drafts, because it allows you to do so many things. And if a team really wants a quarterback,
you got to go and get a left tackle.
Uh-huh.
And you should get that left tackle in free agency. Like, you have an S load of money. Like, that's how you should handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the same wide receiver, and then you trade you. You know, you give your pick to somebody who's dying for a quarterback if it's a top three pick, and mm-hmm. and get yourself. I agree with Curtis. Like, you know, 1, 2, 3, whatever. It's not a ton of difference.
It's
there.
One no, thing if this
people
is week
give up
16,
a haul.
And you're like, yeah, you know, we're like a game away from getting the first overall pick, but it's week 9.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? Why would you ever consider worrying about the first overall pick in week 9?
But there's a lot of fans who feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of...
You have the quarterback. You don't need to worry about that. There's other things to worry about.
There are fans that want them to tank.
Can you show me the team that sucked for 3 straight years, drafted the top 5, and all of a sudden was a champion? That doesn't happen unless you land Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Like, that's not how you are at the ground floor. You should be building up, not in, absent an injury to Drake May for the remainder of the season. You should be able to improve, still draft in the top 10,
mm-hmm.
and improve your roster steadily.
But you haven't, when you're at a position where you have the draft, I would say, asset that people covet, it allows you to do maybe what the Texans did a couple years ago, where what they do, they traded down a little bit to pick up an extra pick. And
you
then,
can do that from the number 3 spot, though, Wiggy.
I understand you could do that from the number 3 spot, but remember, the quarterbacks this year, the quarterback class is not as great as in years past. So if you got the number 1 overall pick, maybe a team's willing that needs a quarterback is willing to come up to number 1 and give you a haul because there's not, you know,
or because the quarterback class is bad, nobody wants to come up, and then you're stuck there with the first overall pick, and you
right.
get nothing.
Right, but
like, what's the point of that?
But you're going to run into a team that might say, all right, we're sold on Shedeur Sanders. We're willing to do whatever it takes to get up to number 1, because after him...
But if they know other teams aren't going to draft him, then why do they need to come up that
far?
And also, you should listen to him. He's already 13 mock drafts in.
Yeah, you're right. You know it.
I just think that if you have...
Bad quarterback class, Sean.
I would say not great, especially compared to this past one that we just had. Very, very bad.
And I got to tell you, Sean nailed AR-15. Anthony Richardson, I think next year's the year.
Just wait, Curtis.
Because all these top-rated quarterbacks get injured, get healthy, then get benched for their entire sophomore
Curtis,
season.
Curtis, everybody on the planet knew he was a project. Just wait.
So why isn't he playing so he gets better as a project?
Because the head coach is on the hot seat, and so he needs to win now, so he puts a guy in who gives him a better chance to win now, which is a mistake for the long term.
Is that all it is in your mind? We talked to Bill O'Brien about this, or are they just disgusted with the fact that he took him out?
No, so like I think they're trying to send a message to Anthony Richardson about coming out of the game, like Jerod Mayo
should have.
For
the entire rest of the season, though?
No. I think he's just saying that to scare Anthony Richardson. I think Richardson's back in 2 or 3 weeks. Like, especially if Flacco goes out and gets bodied by the Vikings this week. Like, there's no way
wins?
They keep rolling with him. Okay, like, if he wins, that's great for the coach because the coach wants to win now.
There's like, so like there is legitimately zero precedent for a guy in Anthony Richardson's position to be benched when healthy after getting injured in his rookie year, not because of another injury, but because of poor play.
I understand there's zero precedent, Curtis, but like at the same time, he's better. He's had 10 NFL games. He's better than Bryce Young. He's better than Jamarcus Russell. All of these guys, like those two guys have both played more games than him.
Better
like,
than Bryce better Young than... and Jamarcus
no,
Russell.
But my point is
what
is
about
that,
Ryan Leaf?
And my point is that these coaches are being overreactionary. That's why I think it is clearly they're trying to send a message as a punishment, like you cannot take yourself off the field, and he'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yes.
I think that Shime nailed Drake May, and we should applaud
yes.
that.
Thank you.
Not so much air.
Also by the way, Shime, I don't know if he saw this, he just trademarked AR-15-minute breather.
That's a good one. The, well done by you.
Very, very funny, although I hate guns.
All right, we'll be right back, Ken. The Celtics with their first loss on the road to the repeat, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, up to and including with Jones and Keefe coming up next. Before we go and get ready for trick-or-treating and tonight's Halloween party at Moxie's, your chance to enjoy lunch or dinner on us at Time Out Market Boston. They are celebrating this weekend with back-to-back events. Tomorrow, it's the Day of the Dead party, and then Saturday, their Vintage After Dark Bash. So it's live DJs, airbrush tattoos, Curtis, you can finally get that tattoo, drink specials, pop-up vintage markets, and more. If you are the ninth caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. We will give you a Time Out Market gift card so you can enjoy a delicious meal on us.
Wiggs, I have the same question I just asked Milbury for you. I'm sorry. What are you, cousin clown?
Art the Clown.
Art the Clown.
And he's got the mask back on if you're not watching on Twitch.
So I guess I can't. I'll ask Greg in your honor. Not related to a boat in Minnesota, what was the worst curfew violation you saw? Was there anybody in New Orleans prior to the Super Bowl and Super Bowl 36? Or in Houston with Super Bowl 38? Was John Casey out getting bombed?
Wiggy, can you take the mask off? Art, could you answer for Wiggy?
He doesn't want. He's no snitch.
He's not a snitch.
Oh, yeah. Snitches get stitches.
Amen.
Yep.
How about you, Greg? Anytime LB arrived too late?
That may have occurred once or twice, but sometimes he was really on his game. So
how was LB?
I think he's great. I talked to him. It's probably been 2 or 3 weeks ago that I talked to him. We should have him on about the Bruins, though.
Absolutely.
At some point, yes. Now, are you driving home in that? Do you go full costume on the drive home?
No way.
Yes.
He's going to take that off.
He's going to take it off?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
One of the sneaky best scenes in the town, Greg, is when the cop pulls up and they all have those masks on.
Yes.
As the nuns.
Oh, I love that.
So A+. Good.
And he just basically looks at him for 5 minutes, contemplates it, and then he's out of there.
Oh.
That's great. All right. Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Make it a safe one. Weather's perfect. Curtis has provided you with a... not only today, but also tomorrow, temperature near 80 both days.
It's going to be perfect weather to be outside and dressed up. And Courtney, I would like to add, well done, Mitch, got that on Twitch. I would like to add a bet to the spreadsheet.
Okay.
Lock of the day, Jets money line over the Texans.
Oh, I'm taking you head on. Give me the Texans
Vegas,
all day.
The line makes absolutely no sense. Vegas has very nice hotels because they're smarter than all of us. I think Vegas knows something. The Jets beat the Texans tonight.
Oh, no, don't say that. That's against my parlay.
Okay. What is it, though, that indicates to you a bounce back for Aaron Rodgers?
Absolutely nothing. I don't know why the line is what it is. It makes no sense. So when the line makes no sense, you pounce.
Not always. I'm going against that line.
The Jets are 2.5-point favorites, Greg, against the 6-2 Texans, coming off a game where their soul was taken at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
What the hell do they know that I don't?
Oh, Wiggy thinks you're crazy.
What, you think Curtis is crazy? Okay, yeah.
All right, well.
I don't know if
you could talk to.
It's 1.5, by the way, not 2.5.
Supposed to make that.
Okay, right now at ESPN, it is 2.5, right here. ESPN bet, just clicked on it. And yes, I am 21. Thank you for asking.
I think doing the crazy symbol thing with your hand is kind of insensitive. I don't know if you're supposed to do that.
Yes, I've been twice institutionalized.
It's okay. Art the Clown can do that. Yes. All right. Well, we got to go. Hope you'll join us tonight. Our Greg Hill Foundation Halloween party at Moxie's in the Seaport, presented by Ghost Tequila. We will see you there. I think it starts at 7:30.
Yep.
We'll have some photos of the costumes and the frivolity for tomorrow on Twitch and YouTube.
I'll be checking people in at the event.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You do it all.
I'm trying.
You really do it all.
Yeah, I just like to give back.
Checking people in.
Oh, no, I'm good with that.
Oh, she hates, dear. You make her anxious when you get close to her in that costume.
It's like a clown, but not a clown.
It's an evil clown.
It's a lot. Yeah. My highlight of the day was Wiggy saying that Bullet looked like a cow. I mean, a Dalmatian, sorry.
And remember to check out all your kids' candy tonight. Be safe.
Yes.
If you see Dr. James around Boston today, give him your finest candy.
The best way to do that is have a bite of each one before they eat it. That's how you do that. All right. Well, we're back tomorrow morning on a Patriots Friday with Jelani Tavai at around 7:30. Thank you for your patronage.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.